As if that tornado that bisected their town wasn't enough, Missourians in Joplin are dealing with heavy thunderstorms today, even as they try to pull neighbors from debris. Last night's tornado was picked up by storm chaser Jeff Petrowski.
The tornado's trying to come down right here. The winds are on the north, and it's coming back around. The tornado's right here. It's coming on the ground right here. All right, get the sirens going. Get the sirens going. I'm telling you.
The twister left dozens dead. The numbers have been climbing all day. And gas leaks have caused fires around the city. Meteorologist and tornado expert Ed Kaiser tells us it's the most deadly tornado since the one that hit Flint, Michigan in 1953. And that overall, the death toll from tornadoes this year is already over 450. Normally, it's at about 50. Greg Ghisolano is a reporter for the Joplin Globe. He's there right now. Greg, what's going on? What about these terrible storms today?
We just had another thunderstorm blow through Joplin, some really intense cloud-to-ground lightning. The winds are picking up a little bit, but they're not, certainly not what it was like yesterday. The rainfall is not near as intense. It's just more rain and more bad weather on people that are trying to clean up and rebuild and still trying to find people in the rubble.
Right. We're reading about quarter-size hail, you know, with people who don't have any roofs anymore, and that this is, of course, hampering this recovery process. What is the sense of how many people may still be under some of this debris?
It's very hard to tell. The devastation is, I mean, this is Tornado Alley, and we see a lot of severe weather here, but the level of devastation is unparalleled to anything I've ever seen, and I've lived in this part of the country my whole life. Mm. You know, we lost hospitals, schools, businesses, whole neighborhoods just are gone. I don't think that there's any good estimate as to how many people might still be trapped under there at this point. It could be hundreds, if not more.
It's stunning to see some of these huge buildings, you know, several story. The hospital, for instance, very modern structure, just torn apart by this. What kind of activity are you seeing on the ground?
Right now, some of the main roads that are not covered with debris have been blocked off by police and paramedics. They're rerouting people from temporary shelters. They're trying to get the walking wounded treated and the more critically injured people treated. We've seen ambulances and paramedics and law enforcement agencies from not just neighboring counties in Missouri, from Kansas, from Oklahoma. It's really a regional relief effort at this point.
Yeah. And by the way, you're with the local newspaper. Have you had a personal sense of how this hit?
I have about a dozen colleagues that I know of that have lost their homes. There are people that I'm still trying to reach today that I can't get a hold of. So, you know, we're praying for them. I mean, I consider myself very fortunate. My family was on the north side of town. We were spared the worst of it, but there are so many people that I know personally that have lost homes, cars, even loved ones. It's the scale of this is, like I said, it's unprecedented on anything I've ever seen, or even other people that have lived here have ever seen. Nothing this big.
We heard that incredible sound of a tornado chaser who was out just chasing, you know, just in a day's sport, and saw this and called it in. Did you have enough warning? Did you feel you had a warning?
Absolutely. There was definitely warning that the weather was getting bad, but it's one of those things that, you know, even the people that took shelter, you know, many of them, when they tried to crawl out of the wreckage, they were still wounded and hurt. So it's one of those natural disasters that even if you're prepared for, you're really not prepared.
That's Greg Ghisolano. He's with the Joplin Globe newspaper, trying to both report on and, you know, make sense of himself, this huge tornado that hit the city last night. Greg, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, Robin, could I ask you, for anyone that wants to follow the story and find ways to help, our website, joplinglobe.com, you know, anybody that wants to know or is looking for someone, if you would encourage them to go there, we appreciate that.
Well, you just did, and we'll also link at herenow.org. Greg, thank you. Best to you.
Thank you.